I'm Rick Henson with this sports update for Saturday, March 31st on KJAN.com. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz's son was hired away from the New England Patriots as the Hawkeyes' offensive line coach out of 102 applicants who sought two open assistant coaching positions. The university released records Friday showing Brian Ferentz was given a salary of $202,400, placing his compensation in the top half of offensive line coaches in the Big Ten. The other assistant hired at the same time, linebackers coach LeVar Woods, will earn $187,000. University officials justify the salary difference because Brian Ferentz had more coaching experience than Woods, an administrative assistant with the team who coached as an interim assistant in two seasons. Brian Ferentz had been with the Patriots for 4 years, and hiring documents say he was recruited by another college program. The carousel at running back continues for the Iowa Hawkeyes with news that sophomore Jordan Canzeri suffered a torn ACL in a non-contact drill during spring practice this week. Canzeri was one of three sophomores competing for the starting spot. The others are Damon Bullock and DeAndre Johnson.
Damon Bullock has really, kind of jumped around. He's kind of found a home now at the tailback position, and he's doing a nice job. And then DeAndre Johnson, again, is another guy has an awful lot of talent that is going to really be competing for the job here in the spring. As you know, we have two young tailbacks coming in the fall in August, and Greg Garman out of Erie, Pennsylvania, and then Barkley Hill out of Cedar Falls. So we'll be excited to get those guys up and running around here come fall camp.
That's running back coach Lester Erb, who coaches a position that's been decimated by injury and defections in the past few years. Erb says it's been like starting over for the past couple of seasons.
I'm getting good practice at it. The biggest thing is our players are eager to learn, and really coaching is coaching, and the guys we've had in the room have really been eager to learn, and it's just, as a coach, you kind of start over every year anyhow, but I've had some practice at it.
Bullock has returned to the running back spot after spending much of last season as a receiver.
Damon has really demonstrated to be a versatile athlete. He has great vision. Real good balance, can really catch the ball out of the backfield well, and he's a little bit faster than people give him credit for. He's kind of more of a slasher. He's not going to be a true downhill, punishing runner, but he does have some toughness, and he has demonstrated he can lower his pads. So we're excited to really give him a number of practices together. To see where how well he can improve.
Erb says that spring has been a learning experience for him under new offensive coordinator Greg Davis.
I was in the same terminology, the same system for really about 15 straight years. So obviously the terminology has changed. The concepts haven't changed a whole lot. But our players have really taken to it, and a couple of the players might even be a little bit ahead of me right now, just to be honest. But that just comes down to me being able to translate it back into the system that I've been in 15 years. But our players are doing a great job with that transition.
Iowa closes out spring drills on April 14th. With Kelechi Osemele and Hayworth Hicks likely headed to the NFL, center Tom Farinoak becomes a leader on the offensive line at Iowa State. Farinoak started every game as a freshman last season and anchors a unit that has three starters returning.
To accomplish what he did at that position as a redshirt freshman is pretty remarkable. We rely on that guy to make all our line checks, run game, pass game, to identify the start of that, to adjust it as we go. And for him to do that as a redshirt freshman, pretty remarkable.
That's Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes, who says Farniok did not perform like a first-year starter in 2011.
What he's done from there is allow us to continue to raise the bar as he progresses through. We expect big things out of him in just his sophomore season, but overall for his career, I think he can end up as a very decorated player here at Iowa State.
Rhodes expects Farniok to be even better next season.
He's put weight on. He's done that through good strength development. Really has a handle on what we're doing. If you were observant or jumping offside penalties diminished as we got towards the end of the season, where we started really relying on the center for the cadence. So just something else for him to be burdened with, if you will, as far as his responsibilities go. But without a doubt, going into his sophomore year, not only is he one of our better players on the offensive line, but he's one of our better leaders on the offensive side of the ball.
Iowa State's spring game is April 14th. And that's a check of the latest Iowa sports news on KJAN.com. I'm Rick Henson reporting.